Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
I know a lady used to just come down to New York to catch, a married lady used to come down and just catch D. You met her before, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
She would just come to New York and what, go to shows and then just... Wrangle dick.
Oh man, she got it from every me. I think Dave might have hit laid it out. Another couple comedian friends of ours.
What?
Yeah.
What year? Was I drinking? Did I?
Oh
I,
yeah, you were definitely drinking.
Yeah. So I probably was. I just in like oblivious to
it. This is many over a decade ago.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like Eastville days.
Yeah.
Okay, so like 2011.
Yeah, 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 but she's come down.
2009.
She was get a hotel room and just like want it.
Was her husband aware of it?
No, no way. I think if I didn't tell this on the radio, it's so funny because at one point she's a teenage son. She's like an older lady, so we were like late 20s.
Bet you know that kid can fight.
Well, it was funny.
Knowing that everyone's gunning on your mom's punani.
Yeah. Me and a buddy just double banged her. It's so funny to say that out loud now because that is a thing that changed in me with no warning, no fucking like thing other than it just happened. When I was younger,
yeah,
I would have double teamed a chick with a buddy. I don't care. I would have jerked off while a buddy fucked a chick if that's what was available on the table. There's so many things.
Yeah.
I was
you're
like, I'm like, oh, something sexual is going to happen? Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
In any way that I can be in. And now, if I couldn't imagine a situation where...
Which is
like,
usually the opposite. You usually kind of, like, the older you get, you're like, I don't really care. I kind of let go of that. It's like usually when you're young, you're like, just get out of the room, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. If it makes sense, I'm not even kind of like, ew. I'm like, ew for me because I just did it all. I did all that stuff already.
You've been around the block. You've seen it all.
Much less than some other people, I'm sure.
No, I know. But this lady,
been in an inordinate amount, though, because of comedy and just touring with buddies and doing all this stuff.
Sure.
I've been in an inordinate amount of situations of, like, weird, like, one girl and me and a buddy. You know what I mean?
Well, you're a comedian, which means if you're a rock star, there'd probably be several women.
Correct.
Comedy, imagine the clown world.
Oh, man.
A lot of gangbangs. Cars aren't the only things that are shared by clowns.
Goddamn right.
It's all the women. Clowns don't get as much.
Clowns rip it.
We're just a step above them. So we get like 1.5 women. But this married lady, would she set it up beforehand? Or would she just like go to the Comedy Village or Eastville and just find a comic and be like, yo, come bang me? Was she hot?
There's
a lot of questions I have.
No. No, she wasn't that pretty. Hot would be the wrong word.
All right, not hot, but sexy. Was there a sexiness to her?
Yeah, or is it just straight up, she looked like she's nowhere near the weight or size or build of this porn star I'm going to say she looks like. But facially, she looks like her. Samantha 38G. She's a big titty porn. You definitely know who she is.
No, but I'll tell you that last name is going to make sure we find out who she is.
Yeah.
But so she would show up and be like, yeah, the husband's up. What would the husband... Because I feel like if you're not in on it...
facially.
Okay.
Do you see somebody else like Pleasant Mom Face?
damn, dude, Samantha 38G is built, huh?
Yeah, you know what? That's probably fucking... body similar also. The more I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, I guess.
That is a...
serious set.
I mean, that woman's built like a fucking tank.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fun.
You're not getting the ball past Samantha 38G.
No.
She's standing you up at the line.
For sure not. But she throws down. She's great. And this lady, Barb.
was that seriously her name?
Yeah.
That is so fucking funny. That number one, your name's Barb, and you're just going down to New York and getting dick down by dudes in their like late 20s. First off, there is a part of me that's like, it's kind of awesome for her, but you know, but it's shitty that she's married. If her husband was in on it, you'd almost be like, that's cooler.
It's wild. So we met her and her other old lady friends.
Man, they fucking flock of seagulls, huh?
What's funny is they are younger than I am now, but I was 17 years younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
15, I guess, probably.
Yeah.
Probably 15.
So mid-20s.
Late 20s, I think. Right. Mid to late 20s. Yeah, something like that. But it was back on a road gig where I was like, I got like a gig here and there. And so it was maybe Providence or something. I went with like a group of our friends.
Sure.
Three of them that you know well.
Yeah.
I just don't want to wing them under the bus.
Yeah, totally. And it's also something you could just tell me in commercial where we're like, oh, okay. I think
Of course. Yeah. It's not. This wouldn't be hard. I don't think any of them give a shit about this, but this is sure. A zillion years
ago. You want to be polite.
Well, there was not much thing. There was four of them, and they were like the four of us in girl form, which was what was hilarious.
That's really funny. I'll tell you because
I don't think everyone hooked it. Just me and Lewis did anyway, but there was it was me, Lewis, Nate, and Vecchione.
Was I around there?
Lou, I'll have you edit something out if there's something I say it's that bad. But I don't think there... it was just me and Louis.
So there was a...
anyway.
There was.
I should have been doing something anyway, but so I was already being unscrupulous.
A short, jacked Italian lady?
No. A taller than Mike, but like bull dykey, same exact haircut as Mike Vecchione lady.
She's like, how much do you love wrestling? And he's like, not that pro shit. And she's like, exactly. Grab my leg.
And everybody, every lady... all married, I believe, except maybe the dykey one wasn't.
Well, marriage wasn't legal for her yet.
Yeah, not yet. But she would have taken. But
Supreme Court hadn't passed it yet.
She would have gone three exhibition rounds with Vecchione, though.
Dude, that would have been sure. That would have been some Ivan Drago shit. You guys, them two locking horns.
This is Vecchione of years ago too. He was way more uptight then.
I mean, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? He was getting, like, the guy got wound up.
I blew weed smoke in his face like a cat for 10 years, and I think it mellowed him out a little more.
Maybe.
just sitting on the couch, being like, chill, buddy. And he's like, you're right, I could have another bowl
of
pasta.
Why do I wake up so early to work out? I can work out whenever.
I can work out my dreams. I go, there you go. Now you're getting it.
Huh? What's that? Hey, guys. So, Mellow Mike.
So there was a bull dykey Italian lady.
So she was not even... Vecchione was not even looking twice in her direction. And then there was like a sweet, like skinny, nice one that definitely liked Nate.
Yeah.
But again, it's just Nate. Everyone was just young. You know what I mean? Yeah, so like Nate was just kind of like... they were all together. They just like... they came to the show.
How did they assemble?
They were having a girls' weekend. Just happened to be at the same hotel as us. And we were outside like smoking. And like they like... you know what I mean? Like me and Lewis probably smoking weed and they were hanging out. And then there's just like a passing each other parking lot conversation.
Oh, you guys like two gangs in a fucking parking lot?
Then they all came out to the show. But let me tell you about the other two because it's funny.
Yeah.
The other two. So the other two were the Lewis and me of the group.
Great. These are the two I want to hear about.
Barb was the me.
Nice.
You saw that?
Yeah.
In Samantha 38G? I believe if I was a female porn star, if I turned trans, I'm Samantha 38G.
You would have been J44B.
J44B. My titties aren't big. Oh, dude, I have a horrible fat girl build. Not even doing terrible for a fat guy.
You know what I have? I have the build of a woman that has a cute face and a god awful body. Where you're like, there's no ass or tits, and I go, my face
isn't
bad.
I'm tall though.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. I got a lot of school spirit.
I'm kind of skinny.
And you'd be a girl with a lot of school spirit. That's how I feel.
Wide ass hips. Wide hips.
So, the Lewis one. Also married for sure. which Lewis was fine with. You know, he was like I was way okay with Barb.
Yeah.
And Lewis was way okay with the, and the other one was just like the housewife, like teased, super teased hair, like trying to hang on to like a young, like gum chew thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This is how we're going to get out.
Sass for no reason.
She's got probably three kids already, but she's just trying to get out and fucking live.
And Lewis is like, what's your problem? And she's like, what's your problem? And they definitely started arguing, and that's what led them to be romantically.
Yeah, yeah.
Into each other.
So I think they hooked up and I hooked up with Barb. Barb stayed in touch.
So Barb, when you hook up with her, is it like at this point you're like, hey, we're both married, let's just fucking leave it here? Or are you kind of like not talking about that? Are you just in it and you're like, let's just bang and go? And then
no, I think I wasn't married, but I was like I think I was definitely saying like, oh yeah, no, I have like a life too.
Yeah.
And she was like, cool. So we didn't fuck that weekend, like
hand stuff.
I think she blew me, maybe.
Okay.
Weirdly, while Lewis like hooked up with the other. I don't know what he did either, but they did something. And then like they came. Then they came down like a few weeks
the
later.
The two of
New
them
York.
Did they drop the squares?
They dropped the squares. Got a hotel room. They got a hotel room, and me and Lewis, like because of timing, had to. Lewis went and banged the one while the other one just sat there and waited on the other bed.
Just
so
reading
bizarre.
Just reading a magazine?
It's wild. These are things, as I'm saying them out loud, I'm just like, they're so bizarre. At the time, you were just like, hey, you take first shift.
Yeah.
And then...
Are you closing tonight?
And then I went over and hooked up with the other one.
Yeah.
Well, the other one waited on the bed?
She started to get involved, said she wanted to get involved, and she started to, and then was just like, drunkenly weird and sort of just kind of like rolled over, whatever.
Yeah.
The whole thing was 15 minutes because, like, again, I was like young and also like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I was what like, and also I was like sneaking around. I should have been doing
what are we doing? This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. What is this?
And then Lewis was just in a long jacket being like, I gotta get back to ticket sales.
Yeah, so yeah. This is Lewis on the streets for sure.
Yeah.
This was like 2006 then? You said before you were married.
Yeah, so I wasn't around.
No, I'd say you probably weren't around.
I didn't move here till 07. So it was like, and this was definitely Lewis ticket days.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And if it's Nate and Vecchione both with you, yeah, this times out to about 06.
They're with me and both, like, well, Vecchione was like a close friend at that point. Nate was becoming a close friend, but yeah. Nate was like barking outside of a comedy club.
Yeah.
We're going back years.
It was 06. 05, 06. Sure. So I definitely didn't know Barb. Because I'm like, how did I not know this story?
I'm like, how did Dan miss Barb?
I would have loved a Barb.
Oh, Barb would have, Dan would have taken a run at Barb.
Yeah.
It's all tits.
Come on.
Chubby mom with all tits.
06? 06 drinking Dan?
She's a fantastic.
You love a nice divorcee.
Is she a fantastic Dawn from Tucson? Like, she's like that.
Listen, no one will ever replace D from T. also, because that was a straight land monster. That woman
was awful.
When I saw her, I was like,
yeah, Barb, I think Barb was bad. Like, now, Lewis has argued several times that he's like, dude, she was fucking gross. Like, she wasn't gross.
She wasn't gross.
But she was like,
that's what you, so yeah, you're like, no, I liked her face. She wasn't gross.
And her face was fine. This is not a girl you'd be like, I'm going to spend significant time with. In your life. But she was a married lady. What it was, she just came down to rock. So
she like turn her hat backwards, like only the strong, or over the top when she gets on the train? She's like, it's like a switch. I turn it around and I put it on the train and I go down there and suck every dick I can.
A peripheral friend of both of ours that we know, very peripheral though, someone you don't see all the time, went with me one time or twice. He went with me to a Barb hotel room. One of them, she just got like a hot Hispanic hooker also to come up. It was wild.
What?
It was crazy.
If you're Barb's husband and you find out about this, does it hurt more that she's cheating on you, or does it hurt more that she's just rocking the fuck out away from you? Because you want to be like, if you're a husband, you're like, tell me about that.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of being like, you're just coming back here and making Stovetop and we're watching fucking CSI and you're going to bed.
Are you sure? You're sure her husband didn't know this is totally secret life stuff?
Totally.
She completely was like,
she said she was able to say she was going to like work conferences.
Shit.
I forget what
if I'm ever married, bitch.
She did something.
Bitch, you ain't like, going to no conference. And if you are, you better. I'm going to baby cam you. I'm going to baby. I want to say crib cam your ass.
I want to say she was a speech pathologist. Or
yeah.
So.
Working on language of love.
So one day she.
You're mispronouncing this.
She had just blown me and I think a young Dave Smith.
Damn.
And then we were smoking. like outside after, you know, like the, all right, we're going to wrap this up. And she was like, said something about her son, like, who was a teenager, who was like, oh, my, she goes, I was watching your comedy and my son, two gross things. One, she was like, my son and her husband. So her husband said he hated it.
Oh,
which is weird.
Oh, right.
And odd.
Which probably just fucking gets her goosed.
Oh, probably.
Being like, yeah, you said fucking her, hate it. I'm going to go suck his fucking dick, you asshole. He must be like,
said her son loves it.
Okay.
And that,
and asked to call you dad?
No, but says that, but says I've become like his favorite comics, which she said. So I, even at that age, I go,
the
Jesus.
Only way morally.
I go, Jesus, Barb. I go, Barb, I mean, like, I don't know. For me, I'm just having a crisis of conscience where I'm thinking of, like, this teenage kid hears this. It's like young teens, you know what I mean? Like 13 or something.
Well, now he's in his late 20s.
Sure. But I was like, and if you're out there, you know Barb's your mom. You know your mom, Barb.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know Barb's out there barbing. You know what I mean?
No, I'm sure they didn't. But he, anyway, she was like, hey, he's your favorite comic. And I go, this is what she said. I go, oh my God. I go, I can't help thinking in my head if he found out about his favorite comedian, like, bones his mom once in a while.
Can I tell you right now how happy I would be if I found out that Dana Carvey was just laying it down on Trish in 93.
Would you? Would you now?
Yeah. I'd be SNL tickets, what's going on? Is he my new dad? Can we just move in with him?
Yeah, here's the thing. It was just like,
I don't think I would be as upset.
Your parents weren't married.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Your parents weren't married. That's what I'm saying. It's like you're finding out.
Oh, if you're
your
side
mom's,
dick.
Your mom's fucking your mom's fucking your favorite comic now, and several of his boys.
Yeah.
I go, that's a rough thing. And she goes, I swear to you, he goes, nah, my kid's the coolest. He'd probably be like, yeah, mom, go for it. I go, no, he'll probably be standing on the roof of somewhere either shooting things or waiting to jump.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, like, why would you say? I go, that's crazy to think that he'd be psyched about this. So what's
is
funny?
Is she just disconnected, or what
I guess,
was it?
But maybe like the next time, whatever it was, months later or something like that, I did a gig. She lived like near Albany or something,
yeah.
And I did a gig, and I was like there. I was like, yeah, I'm coming. She goes, oh, she wanted to like fuck around, and I was like, yeah, but this is still obviously sharing hotel rooms,
sure,
or anything you did. And I think it may have been Dave was with me or something, but like she comes over like in like the late morning.
Okay.
Sort
like,
of.
Like a 9 a.m.?
Yeah. And she walks in and like Dave was there and she goes, oh, like, oh yeah, I didn't know you had somebody here. I was like, yeah, just Dave. It's like just Dave. You've blown Dave and all that stuff before. And she was like, oh, she goes, yeah, I don't do that anymore. And you're like, okay, what? Then so.
I gave it up for Lent.
All right. And then she just like took off, and I was like,
she goes, I only do double blow jobs on Fridays.
Never heard from her again.
Wait, that was it?
That was it.
Where she was like, I don't do this no more.
Yeah.
I gave
up
the life.
Like, by the way, I was like, great. All right.
Cool. So it sounds like everything's going well.
I was like, well, Dave's here, so we can't do anything then. She just left.
Damn. And that was the last time. Never heard from her again.
Never heard from her again.
Disappeared into the night.
Yeah.
Barb.
Barb. Barb.
Damn, dude. There is something fucking crazy about just having that whole secret life.
Oh, yeah.
And then just coming home and your son's like, this is my new favorite comic. And she's like, the stories I have.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
You know? Do you think she ever shares it? You think she ever tells anybody?
Yes.
She's like, late aughts, I would just go down to New York and get dicked down by the comics there.
Yeah, my guess would be yeah. For sure.
And now she's older. So now she's just, you know.
Yeah, so now she's probably in her late 50s or something, maybe?
She just lays back and she goes, I had a time.
Mid-50s, late 50s? I'd be curious. I have no idea what her last name is or I didn't even look her up, but Barb.
You know how many podcast hosts I've had inside me?
Yeah, this isn't Facebook time or Instagram time and none of that. I'm trying to think. So I'm like, there's none of that to even, like, I wouldn't even know how to look. There was none of that shit going around.
She
maybe.
Head down to the city.
Maybe the beginning of Facebook.
How often do you think she would come down to the city? Once every 3 months? 6 months?
Yeah, somewhere between there, for sure. Yeah, somewhere between there.
For how many years?
Oh, like...
A year?
Okay, like a year, a little over a year.
So
maybe.
Under 5 times.
Oh, did I hook up? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But that's still like how many other...
That was almost all of them, I said.
You know what always fucked me up?
Might have been 3 or 4 times. But like either way... probably 4 or 5, yeah.
What always fucked me up in middle school is when I liked a girl, and then I'd be like, yeah, this girl likes me. And then someone would go like, if it was that easy for you, imagine how easy it was for someone else. And I would always be like, oh,
damn,
ow. But
damn,
I think about if she did that for you, who else has she done that for?
Well,
it didn't seem like her first rodeo, did it?
It did. It seemed like this was an awakening for her. It seemed like by her description, she was in a marriage. I think it's like upstate, like hillbilly shit.
So this is how Stella
got. She's been married for a long time. But it was Stella getting her groove back.
Okay.
And then one day she's like, I don't do that no more. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think she liked you and was like trying to impress you by being kinky?
No.
You think that was who she was?
No. I don't think she was doing extra stuff like on my behalf. And I was too insecure and nervous to probably ask her to do too crazy stuff. It was kind of upon her suggestion with everything. But no, I thought it was great. Like I said, it was like an older lady throwing it down.
Yeah, but do you think that's like an interesting place to think that? Like, do you think she just liked you and she was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I like.
Do you think she liked me more than just like fucking me?
Did
she
ever?
I mean, she was like, she's. By her description, like happily married, like she didn't want to fuck her family. That was why she would like leave town and do stuff. She wasn't fucking anybody like in town, I guess.
Did she fuck any of your friends without you? Like, are there people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a piece of information where you're like, all right. So it wasn't just, she wasn't committed to you and then through you.
In fact, almost, I think I got kind of like, all right. When there was a time she came to town and didn't, and the other person I know was kind of like, yeah, I just saw so-and-so. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, she came down. She's coming down a couple times, actually. So it's like, I think he actually, and he's a peripheral friend. It's something, if I said the name on here, everyone would even be like, who? So it's no point.
But I would
like,
know them.
You know them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he probably like over 10 times probably.
Wow. So he was Barb's main piece.
I think it switched over where her focus was like, well, I'm just going to hit up him. I think what it is, I think she got a little taste for the old BBC, the old big block cock.
Yeah.
And then it started being like getting him. And then I think she also just said like grabbing people from bars.
Wow.
And bringing them back.
I always thought that was like when I was in my early 20s, I was like, that's so awesome. And then you get your late 30s and you're like, no, that kind of sluttiness is cool, but only when it's controlled. Control, you know
controlled,
what I mean?
Yes.
Like the winging it out there like that, you're like, that is dangerous.
It's generally a lot of booze involved.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when with sober slutting, when it's all practical, pretty great.
Fantastic.
Pretty great. Adults being adults, pretty great. That kind of thing where you're just machine gun spraying it.
Right.
You're going to get someone hurt, especially if you're married. That's like, I don't think she was happily married.
Maybe not, but I'll tell you what, though. I do feel like, in her defense, like this was, she wasn't like putting it out there like to the world. It wasn't like, this isn't like OnlyFans.
You had to knock.
And shit, like, she, when she was into it, she was like, to me, it was like, and she had it, and she, I'm not saying she didn't go back to it, but if you're going by the time of her telling me she doesn't do that stuff anymore, you're like, okay, cool. It's like she probably had her fucking like, that was fun. I went a little wild for a couple years there.
I wonder if she's like a Mrs. Poindexter where she was just telling you her husband didn't know so you wouldn't feel weird and then her husband did know. You know?
It's impossible for me to say that's impossible.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Okay. You just wonder if it's like one of those things where she's like, I don't want to spook him.
I faintly believe she'd even told stories about thinking like she almost got caught with something. I think she started getting, I think when she got the itch, I think she started fucking people locally also, like in her town.
Damn.
And stuff like that. I think she was like,
she's spinning.
I think she would tell me because she was like, and I was young enough to be like, wow. Whoa.
I mean,
Jesus,
that's so cool.
Go for it. Well, it's a hot story to hear.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden her just disappearing is very funny. Her just walking into the mist.
It's over.
So she was coming over to hook up with you, but she didn't want to hook up with like, you and Dave.
Yeah. Or in front of Dave or anything like that. Yeah.
I don't do two whites anymore.
And I say, I don't know what it would have been on, but maybe somebody fucking threatened her with pictures or something. I don't know. I have no idea. But like,
man,
whatever
it was,
it was over and that was it. No hard feelings, no whatever. I thought Barb rocked.
Yeah.
Barb ruled. When we talked about it on Skanks before, even like Lewis like always like just talks about her with like just shitting on her and she's fat and she's blah, blah, blah. And this and that. I'm like, all right.
I think Lewis loved her.
But but here's the thing.
I think he was in love with her the whole time.
She was fat, but with big, awesome, gargantuan titties.
God bless. Jobless.
And she came to throw down. Yeah. Can't argue that.
She came to party, dude.
She's an angel from heaven.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave a club with that Barb now, but for 20-something-year-old Jay, dude, Barb was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty enough. Dawn from Tucson. She's pretty enough, and she'll do whatever.
Dawn from Tucson rocked.
I was broke as shit, obviously, so that's what I'm saying. When she did things like, she goes, I'm going to get like a hot girl to join us. And I was like, great. That's so awesome.
Can I also get a sandwich?
Are you asking us to kick in for it? Because I'll tell you this.
We ain't got it. You know what would be really cool is if you just bought the group dinner. I don't even think you need to suck us off. We just kind of need to eat.
Do you mind if I get an extra sandwich probably for later?
Hi, Barb. Can I get a brownie to go?
Hey, Barb.
I just love treats after you suck my wiener.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Oh. Do you think the husband was just a schnook, or was he like
my best guess?
An asshole.
Yeah,
an asshole.
That's a good
my best guess. Is probably like asshole, which she would describe as an asshole. He's probably completely uninterested by now. Because here's the thing, Barb also may have been a hot chick who became a mom body.
Thing, mom except body.
Her face wasn't ugly at all, you know what I mean?
So you think she was a prize wife, and then they got older, and the guy stopped.
Not about a prize wife, but I mean a wife he was just into, and then he just probably was like over it. He didn't see what I saw in Barb anymore.
Yeah, you saw the spark. You saw the fire. The New York comedy scene saw the flame that was Barb.
The New York comedy scene saw the flame that is Barb, for sure.
Let the Barb flame grow. And then and then she went back, and now they're probably, you know, on a porch doing crossword puzzles.
Oh, yeah. Lou, damn, dude, this is such a caller topic. People calling, like, there has to be, maybe, I don't know if we re-bring it up, but look, everyone here has got to have their story of, was there like a neighborhood girl that just did something that everybody, I told a story on this before too, the girl in my neighborhood who blew everybody, and then my friend Dave, not Dave Smith, is back in high school, fell in, like, he was the one that started actually like seeing her.
Dude, I've spoken about this, but that girl that was worked at the strip club in my apartment complex in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I was like, Erica. And I was like, she's so hot. And then she liked me, and I was like, oh. And we had sex. I was like, this is incredible. And she's like, I have a boyfriend. And I was like, well, break up with him. And she was like, I want to.
Let me take you away from all this.
Bad. And I was like, well,
BB, I want you, but BB.
And then we have sex, and I was like, I mean, she was a stripper.
Yeah.
She told me she's a cocktail waitress, of course. Okay. And then I told you the first time was that hippie, that fat hippie under me.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't. Dude, he was like, we were smoking weed in my apartment, and I was like, oh, yeah, that girl, Erica. He's like, dude, what a blowjob. And I was like, what's up? Oh, God. I remember exactly where I was sitting on the couch when he said it. I was like, oh, and I tried to be cool about it. So you're like, oh, yeah? She sucked your rod? And he was like, yeah, dude, like 2 nights ago, she came over for a movie to buy weed from me and blew me because he sold weed. And he's like, our mirror was gone. And I was like, mirror. You fucking ruined it. And then my porch was kind of covered with a tree in the parking lot, the middle parking lot of the apartment complex I lived. And I, after that, I was like, oh, I don't really care. Also, she has a boyfriend. Everything started to click where I was like, yeah, this girl's a problem. And then I was smoking a cigarette late night, and the limousine from the strip club pulled in. And I was like, well, I know who this is. And she got out of the back, and these guys were playing beer pong on their thing. And they're like, hey. And it was like boogie nights. They're like, hey. And she's like, hey. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, got off work. What are you guys doing? And I'm smoking a cigarette. It's across the parking lot, but I can hear it. I don't really care at this point. I was kind of like,
nah, but you still don't want to lose. You still like, as soon as those guys start winging out, you're like, I should wish I could show them that I've already fucked you.
I didn't,
you want to be the those guys? Goes,
I didn't really have, I didn't have that feeling as much as I was like, oh no. I was like watching her go. I was like, if she goes in this apartment, it's fucking done, you know?
Yeah.
And then she went to the apartment. She was like, "You guys hanging out?" And then she like walked in, and I was like, "Oh, so
let me get my panties off."
Yeah. Oh my god, which one of you wants to go in my mouth and my puss? And I'm like, "Bah." And then I didn't care. And then I remember her coming by trying to wing it at me one time. Ironically enough, when that girl that I told you guys that I was in love with from high school, from 16 to 21, that kept like being like, "Let's hook up." Let's not hook up. Let's not. And then she came to my shows in Denver. And I read the text message on the show where she was like, "I just sometimes wonder what it could have been." And I was like, "Don't do that." But she was in Tucson that day and we were hanging out. And I was like, "I'm about to bang. I've been waiting to bang this girl since I was 16 years old." And then that girl came by and knocked on the door. And I was like, what's up with his timing? And she's like, "Do you have a wine key?" And I was like, "Get out of here.
I'm going to suck your weenus.
Get out of here. You blew half the building. You..."
I picture that girl now as a party all the time.
Dude, my hair, probably not that far off. She wasn't Russian or anything. She had brown hair, but she had like she had early 2000 fake tits,
mm-hmm.
which you know you could see like the sides of them
for sure.
Yeah, damn, dude,
it looks like a ghost is holding their tits.
Yeah, it looks like they're being pushed from behind, and their body's about to jump out of their skin.
You ever see when they bend over, and it looks like a ghost is holding their tit?
Yeah, it's just holding up, and then
it's like Hollow Man. It's like the Hollow Man scene.
Yeah,
that's what it's
regular
like.
Tits.
Yeah,
but she, then I heard that she got caught by her boyfriend banging two guys after a pool party, and I was like,
damn,
this girl was wilding out.
Wow.
She was partying all the time. Then there was a part of me that just, there was like an empathy part where I'm like, "Hey, do you need help? Like, what's going on? The way you're just spraying this shit.
You want help? Here, tell it to my little therapist."
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Session is in.
Ooh, the doctor's in. Oh.
How does that make you feel?
The doctor's in.
How does that make you feel?
Can I finish in you? Is it safe?
Is that, oh my God, dude. Amir, I just remember her leaving one time, and Amir goes, "Yeah, so she's a slut, right?" And I was like, "I don't know, Amir.
I love her so much.
Stop, Amir.
Shut up, dude. She's great.
Shut the fuck up, dude."
Was there a girl, Christine, that was like a pass around girl? Obviously, you don't say a name, but like a girl was considered a pass around girl.
Yeah.
Please tell me it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah, was she your friend?
Yeah.
And how did you? Now, this is an interesting perspective, because as a friend, how do you coach that? Are you like, "Yes, girlfriend," or are you like, "Maybe you should stop, Sarah"?
Well, there was a first round of friends that she was in it with where it was like, it really made the girls just not like her and talk shit. So we weren't like super.
Why? Because she was just blowing everybody?
Just everybody. Like, she would hook up with everybody. So you know, you find out.
It's funny who's like the toughest kid in the neighborhood. Like, if you're a boy, you're like, this kid would fight anybody. And if you're a girl, you're like, this lady would suck anybody.
Anyone.
How old were you guys?
In high school.
Oh, wow. That means that there was some real shit going on in that woman's life.
Yeah.
Damn, high school blew everybody.
There's
definitely not a girl blew everybody in my high school because I didn't get
I told blown. That story about Tiggs when her sister was a waitress at the stand.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, she blew me, and I was bottom barrel of the socials.
She was also like hot. I know it's weird to say that now because we were kids, but like as far as the girls in high school went, especially in like our group of friends, like she was hot.
Yeah.
You know?
And then, damn, dude. Hot and slutty is...
Christine's got a skewed idea of hot.
I don't care. Even the idea of it is okay. Hot and slutty means not only are you attracting, because a lot of times just flat out slutty behavior is like, this is, look what I'll do. I'll do whatever.
Well, it's gotten heavy set chicks through high school most throughout history.
But I'm saying, yeah. But a good looking woman that's just like, I'll fuck anybody. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on? Because a lot of times good looking people, their view of the world is skewered because they're good looking and they get everything. So they don't have to give anything. So then when they are just giving it away, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. There was a girl named Rhonda in our school who didn't blow anybody to the best of my knowledge, but should have blown everybody. You know what I mean?
All right.
Might have pumped her up a little bit.
Yeah, might have boosted her score.
It's pretty possible.
I would have been finger popping chicks all over the place if I knew it would have raised in the rankings.
I like, this is always a sentence, like if I was a girl in high school, but like if I was a girl, what you mean is if you were a girl in high school with your boy brain.
Yes, boy brain.
Just, I mean, I would be sitting on dick all day long. I would have fucked in school bathrooms.
Yeah, but that's boy brain.
Nobody fucked in my school growing up, like at school or got blown at school. Like,
I told you that story about that guy. It was actually, I think it was the guy that my girlfriend in eighth grade cheated on me with. He got blown by this girl in the back hallway.
Damn.
Another girl. The guy ended up being like a fighter pilot and a Wall Street guy. What's that?
Can really pop.
Yeah, you can, dude. But this girl had the first wave of friends, and then she was just banging everybody, so they turned on her, and then she came to your group?
Yeah, then we became friends, and then there was like the college group of friends, and it also, she kind of tore through that as well.
Damn. This girl's just ripping through it. They're like, she's a good friend, but for like 6 months, and then she's going to Tasmanian devil every dick around her.
But it was also like once we started drinking.
Oh, yeah. So were you friends with her when you went from not drinking to drinking?
Yeah.
So you basically watched a slut get on steroids.
Trust me. Christine wasn't always the girl sitting on the other bed waiting.
Yeah, sure. You know, if she partied, God bless.
I definitely, like, I hooked up with guys that were in the same friend group.
Sure.
But, like, two, maybe three, like, not the whole group.
She would go top to bottom.
We're already up to three. How big is this group?
Don't be paranoid.
Two to three isn't a lot. No, I'm not paranoid at all.
You're paranoid.
No, I'm not paranoid at all. Why? Somebody over my shoulder? What's going on?
I have a diagram of like my high school friends and everybody that hooked up with everybody. Yeah, because it was really, I mean,
that
it was very incestuous.
The skeeziest thing I've ever heard you fucking say out of your mouth.
It's sex math. And this girl,
what pig trash?
The slutty girl that you were friends with touched on everybody.
Yeah, and then I heard guys like. Then one day I heard like a guy say something about her that was like derogatory. He's like, if you can't hook up with that girl, like you have no game.
And she was your friend still at this point.
She's my friend. She's my good friend. I was just like, I was like, don't talk about her like that in front of me. Like, come on.
In front of me.
You know?
You're like, we both know you're not wrong. Just don't say it to my face.
Look, I'm going to say something right now. Facts are facts, but I'd prefer you didn't say that.
Yeah. I don't think your knowledge is off. I just think where you're expanding that, where you're just telling that knowledge is not in the right place.
She left. I had my going away party, and it was like my 23rd birthday party, and it was this big thing at this bar, Barnacles, we'd all hang out at, and there were a lot of people there.
Barnacles.
And she walked in, and she was like, I got it. It was just too, there was too many guys
really?
There. Yeah, she was like, just started dating someone new, and she walked in. She's like, I love you, but like, I gotta go.
That's so funny. She's like, this looks like an intervention for dick. Everyone that I ever fucked showed up.
It's Christine's going away party. It's her, remember your pussy's life.
Yeah, this is your puss.
This is your puss.
She was lining up.
You might remember this voice here.
You sucked him off behind a Circle K.
Can you drive me home after this?
Keep it going for Tyson.
That's Randy from I Met at the Donut Place.
This guy gave you an oil change for a hand job in the back seat. Brock.
Of course, Brock. Hey.
Oh my God.
How are you? I haven't seen you so long.
You were so big, I couldn't put you in my mouth.
God, your cum was very celery-y.
Did you drink a lot of celery juice to pop?
It was so celery.
She did. It's odd because she's still slutty, but like adult slutty. Like
Hell
she kind of figured out.
She's in the lifestyle now.
Yeah, she like figured out, you know, some shit about her, but she like figured out how to like have fun and like be promiscuous and
so,
but do it like
no, I don't think
not
I
in the same
is.
Way.
What's that?
No, I don't think I know who it is anymore.
Oh, you don't know the friend anymore?
Thought I did.
Yeah. But that friend, yeah.
I don't know about any Christine's friends that are current sluts.
But to watch her mature into one has got to be, you know, you got to feel good.
Yeah.
Be like, there you go. Now you're getting it.
She's like, no
now
more.
Now you're getting it.
No
a little
more,
safer.
I'm not doing any more pairs of direct siblings anymore.
And twins. I love two guys at one time. And twins. Yeah, man, that's got to be good. You know, it's kind of like when you see your friends pull out of a bad addiction and they like find something they're into, like rock climbing. And you're like, yeah, dude, climb all the rocks.
Responsible whoring is her rock climbing.
I love it. I love that she's like, I'm into the lifestyle now. And you're like, you know what? As long as you're safe and good for you. And she's like, but also though, that's like, she was born to do that. You know, you're like,
I hate that term
well,
so much.
Thing.
What?
lifestyle.
I think it's funny because it's only
used... Oh, no, no. It's very funny.
I think it's the funniest because it's only used as far as swinging and gangbanging.
Right.
Or, and which are sometimes one and the same. But I'm saying... When gang members talk about it, they're like, you know, I ain't in that lifestyle no more. Yeah, and it's like, oh, you don't let your wife get fucked by your friends in front of you? And he's
not
like,
other lifestyle. The gang
check
one.
That. No. No, 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 I can't wear red.
The other one.
I thought you meant gang banging like gang banged.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That was the joke.
That was the one and the same. But it is. It's like, gang life is like, yo, I don't live that lifestyle no more. And then now it's like, well, actually, Tina and I don't, we're in the lifestyle. So...
I don't know if you ever get out of the lifestyle, if you're in the lifestyle. That's why I would never call myself in the lifestyle. It's such a lame fucking thing. By the way, man, when people...
Can we get a third meaning for video games?
When people say...
Like, you know me, I'm in the lifestyle, so I got to go home.
It's a great flag like to fly that like will make my ears perk up if somebody said... If a girl told me and Christine, like, yeah, I've been in the lifestyle for whatever years, first thing I got to go... What set you rep?
Oh, really? Oh, rep your set. She's like, I'm down with blowjob parties.
It's
threesomes with women. Rep your set. I'm down with all that
it's
shit.
It's definitely an easy way to get like into the conversation. Like, oh, so then this is not a crazy thing to be presented to you. However, you're also like, it's probably not someone you're going to hook up with a bunch. Because I don't want to hear the word lifestyle a ton and talk about lifestyle events.
But that's what
and
funny.
How you met so many cool friends that you go boating with now because you met them in the lifestyle.
That's so it's great.
And when me and Carla years ago went to like a swingers place before. Well, we met two times.
We're both in the lifestyle.
Two times we went. A couple took us. One time to a swingers club.
When you guys ate dinner?
No, that was the one we went to a strip club.
Okay.
And then it was like, you want to go check out downstairs? You're a couple. You can check it out.
Sure.
That was 20 minutes we were downstairs total. And then Carla bartended a swingers party once that we just observed.
Just shaking a cocktail and going like...
Didn't have to be topless or nothing. Just fully clothed.
Yeah.
And they let me come after my comedy shows because I was
you
like...
You were going to bar back?
No, I just literally... I walked around like my hands in my pockets. Saw crazy shit.
Really?
It was very interesting.
What's the craziest thing you saw at that?
A guy fucking a girl. It's the thing of the night.
Okay.
Guy fucking a girl on a couch with a circle of naked, semi-naked people around them.
Okay.
And me in full clothes.
You, with your hand in your chin?
This is before gloves. Your head in your chin? This is before gloves.
Chin in your hand?
Yeah. So, as they're fucking...
Sure.
I'm staring, of course.
Trivia.
I'm staring because what I'm blown away by most of is that this guy's dick is pumping out of this girl's chonch on a couch in front of all these people. So I'm staring at that situation and start noticing as the guy's pulling his dick out, the condom is red. Gets blood all over it.
Oh, I think you've told me this story.
Yeah, yeah. And I say something to the person. I go, oh... Hey, whoever's next to me, I'm like...
Shark in the water!
I got that girl.
Shark in the water!
I got that girl's bleeding. I'm trying to just like make a friend through like, look at this with me. And he goes, oh, gee, I don't know if it's the thing when it happens, like, but they do. So they did call it. They go, oh, friend. He goes, you guys might want to go check yourselves out and clean up a little bit. Thank you guys, everyone. And people started clapping for them or whatever. And like, and then the guy pulled out. But here's the thing. The guy was hammered. The girl tries to go right back to living the night like nothing happened. The guy is every time I see him the rest of another hour and a half or so, you know, every time I bump into this guy walking through different rooms.
Does he stay naked the whole time?
I don't remember. But I do know every time I saw him, he was like with his head in his hands, like, been like he say he threw up a bunch.
No.
And like ever all kinds of stuff. He just he didn't take it well at all.
So he was hammered. That was like hammered confidence where he's like, I'm doing it. I'm having sex with her.
And it was like a younger guy fucking like a mom lady.
So he's like, I'm giving it to her.
And then it was like, oh, then it got so gross to him, I think.
He's like, oh no, oh man. Oh.
And then a couple that we were friends with. Me and Carla brought us to another swingers party. Again, all three times, did nothing.
Yeah.
But we went and looked around.
Got to observe.
And what it was is just like...
Observing is probably more fun than participating.
Oh, my God.
For people like us?
Oh, my God. You fly on a wall for one of those, me and you, would be great.
We should call a swingers party, like a parade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, oh,
Yep, they're locking
up.
Wow,
he's just going for it, huh? Look at that.
We're like Heenan and Monsoon, a fucking...
Oh, he's not even going to spit on that finger.
I told you, Jay. I told you she was a selfish lover.
I told you, Jay. Where was I?
So you're talking about the second party where you're
yeah, well,
couple
third,
friends.
The third, I guess, is the last... We went with them and walked around, and it is just... That's why I said the word lifestyle. Like, when I was at that place, like, I just want to fuck other people. This, the attachment, the lifestyle of it, like, yeah, we go out on the boat, and, like, the girls wear skimpy bikinis and kiss a lot, and fucking, and using the word play, do you guys want to play? Yeah. I just can't. So it's too, I again, it's because I don't take myself
too seriously. Yeah, no, exactly.
You have to take yourself seriously to do that. Yeah.
It's like, there's, like, sex and funny. They can mix sometimes, but most of the time, if you're going too far onto one end, like, very sexy people can very rarely be funny, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And like, hot, sexy people are never funny. That's why I've always bombed in Miami, because it's the sexiest city in this fucking... And they're all there like, I don't understand self-hatred. Yeah. I'm fucking gorgeous.
Like, I'm just taking a dancing break right now.
My boyfriend's going to eat my pussy in public, and people are going to applaud, you know? And then there's, like, all the way on the other end...
Oh, guys, my bang bus is here. I got to go.
Other end is humor, where you're just kind of like, all of this is ridiculous. There's been so many times I've been
so fucking ridiculous.
There's been times I've been having sex, and I'm like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? I'm just having sex, and I'm like behind, and I'm like, this is so fucking weird and funny.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. Being like,
oh, you catch yourself being seriously?
You hear like a...
Yeah.
Ugh, what are we doing?
And then you're like, oh,
here, now, yeah, now.
So you're a fly on the wall, and this couple friend brings you to the third party.
Yeah, and we just walked around. Again, who was there that I thought was interesting? And it was pretty documented on the show that they were swingers. There was, look up, Christine, what was the HBO show? I think it was HBO. There was, I think, because there was nudity in it. A reality show about a tow truck company.
Huh?
Because one of the owners of the tow truck company, one of the tow truck company owners and his wife,
yeah,
who in the TV show had these like big goofy fake tits, but it's one of the, again, it's those ladies.
Is
like
it South Beach Tow?
But on the show, they were confirmed lifestyle members
for sure, and I saw that couple there, and again, it's just that it's like the people who say lifestyle are son
hustle and tow.
No, I don't think so. Someone listening will know. They'll tell us.
They'll get to us.
I think it was a towing show, but I really do. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But whatever it was about.
Tomorrow you come in, he goes, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
These brothers now, but one of the brothers, it was him and his wife, but they're always the tan to the point of like fricasseed skin.
Yeah.
They look like delicious turkey skin.
Yeah, dude. Brined.
Yeah.
Got the brine titties. Dude, I love brine titties. Big set of hangers with some brine on it.
For sure.
Fuck it.
For sure.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And and they're always wearing like, they own like strappy outfits where it's like their tits are out, yeah, but it's like a bunch of crisscrosses across. Just these things you're like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
It's all Fifth Element costumes.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
you just look ridiculous.
Big goofy
just
tits.
Say you want to fuck other people, fuck other people.
Yeah,
like you don't have to. It doesn't have to be this weird. Like we're in the zebra print room, yeah, of the, that one. That
Come
was
over.
A real. That was a real swingers club, though. The place I went to the first time was the basement of a. I think it was just like if you're couples that want to go fuck not at home in front of other people, I guess go downstairs. Nobody was down there.
The
anyway.
Second one you watched with the blood on it was an actual swingers club.
Second one was they took over. Like I'm telling you, those Turkish bathhouse type, one of those type places. They took over like a spa place
and then had one, and then there was
all the entire spa was a swingers part.
But
so
the
like,
third one was a specifically a swingers.
I felt like it. There was just a bunch of different rooms, and it was black like the second you walk in. Dark, and every room just had different like bedding in it and stuff.
Do you
like
remember
that.
The comedian that Airbnb'd his apartment and then came back early and they were like doing gangbangs and shit and like swinging into it? And
sort
it
was, of.
Ari Teeman, I think was his name.
Ari Teeman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yep. He like sued Airbnb. because they like rent it out, or they like he's like tried to sue the people that did it.
Swanky.
Because he came back and they were just all banging in his apartment. And if that's your apartment, if it's your spa that you go to and you show up there, you're like, ah, oh, man, I can't relax here again.
No, yeah, you're like, oh, man, there's cum everywhere.
Yeah, if it's your apartment, that's got to be a big problem.
Is this guy?
Yeah, so.
Like a kind of like a locker room vibe where like some dudes they strip immediately and the others.
Of course.
I would never.
But they're confident. When again, it's mostly older people, so what you get is like.
Oh.
I'll tell you what made me laugh so hard. Indicative, that old video of Amy Fisher.
Yeah.
And her husband fucking.
Yeah.
The original of it. It's all that. It's a guy who's in good shape for his age.
Yeah.
But confident as all hell. Mustaches. Hair just combed back. No one's got like a fuck. No one's young or anything. And they just sit there and they watch their old wives who work out a ton eat each other's boxes. And they gangbang the wives, I guess, one at a time or so. Whatever it is. My point is just the lifestyle's too much of a fucking commitment to anything. I'm like, yeah, like me and Christine, if the opportunity presents, we'll fuck a chick.
It's almost like sex Comic-Con. Yeah. Like the people that dress up and go to Comic-Con and spend like weeks making their Comic-Con costume,
uh-huh.
That's their lifestyle.
If Christine wants to fuck guys, that's even a conversation I'll have. What the conversation I won't have is hanging out on a boat with these guys. Yeah. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like some weird like overextension of like the friendship. It goes, oh no, we're all in the lifestyle together. I'm like, no, just like.
But you can understand people that join it, that get into it, because it's like if you're just in boring suburbia and you don't have anything and your wife's like just at the gym 5 days a week.
As an old guy, as an old married guy, it's got to be great to have your wife be that sexed up to get.
Because
here's the thing: a woman holding it together, older woman who's holding it together,
women's
will pull over. Still, that guy will fuck chicks that he normally wouldn't fuck with her helping.
Oh yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like so it's good. Know. So it's good for when the girl's all that sexed up at that age, because he's gonna be like, oh, we're gonna fuck. I'm going to get to fuck some of my wife's friends, it looks
fuck,
like.
Who was I talking to recently where they were joking around about if you walk around a grocery store with a pineapple upside down, it tells people there's like those signs that they have.
Oh, really?
My other friend moved to a wealthy part of Denver, and he said like if you put a flamingo in your front yard.
I've heard that before too. That
means, have you heard that?
It's like the year of swingers house.
Yeah. Dude, which is funny just to put flamingos in people's front yards that aren't. Like, I just want to go to suburbs and just do that.
On the Shiprock cruise
ship. So then
ships.
They're like, how about we come over and play? He goes, well, my son's got baseball practice. He can't play. Exactly.
On those Shiprock cruises, or heavy metal cruises, there was always this guy's photographer, I think. I like him. But he always said there was like a big swingers thing happening on everything.
Yeah.
On every one of them.
Was he just trying to manifest it?
Yes. Because he would do a thing where he goes, if you're in, and he'd give out all these bracelets that you can come to like this. By the way, it was just in a part of the boat. It wasn't in a room. It was like in a part of a boat. I think it was more like to link up there.
He was trying to get swingers the way that I try to get people to come over to watch Royal Rumble. There you go. A lot of people come over to watch Royal Rumble. I mean, you should probably come over and bring money. It's pretty nuts.
It's pretty crazy.
It's going to get wild.
Things are nuts.
Do you like getting wild?
Where was I?
Damn, you were talking really about the photographer on the boat.
Oh, he tries to organize it. Yeah, and I was saying with Christine, so one time he was like, you guys should come. I mean, Christine, of course, was like, well, we'll go take a peek for sure at this situation. And
can't hurt to look.
Maybe there'll be a girl there. There was no girl. It was just the single dudes that he gave, I guess, things of membership. Remember, me and Christine went on the balcony, like there's a look over to that area.
To look into the party?
You performed in the room before, I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
It's the one that's got the stage and the bar.
Yes, I know exactly what
it's
you're talking
all inside.
Yeah, you told me about that, and there's that stairwell in the back that you can go upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So that stairwell in the back, me and Christina stood upstairs to look at, like, let's go look at what the scene is down there, and we're like, hilarious. And this guy, oh, every time he's like, no, there's a big like contingent of people on here, which maybe there is, but I'm like, you are not pulling them together, dude.
Yeah, you're not gonna like, you're not gonna Pied Piper these people.
It's not happened at all. I think it's failed every time he's tried. And he got his own wristband set up for it.
Jesus.
So I funny. Will love a women's. A woman.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.